From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump will reportedly spend part of his Sunday speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by telephone on several issues, including the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet Sunday he will speak with Mr. Trump later today. The planned talk comes on the same day Israel approved several hundred housing units in East Jerusalem settlements. Trump pledged strong support for Israel during his campaign and said he would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, despite the city's contested status. Previous U.S. administrations have been critical of the settlement activity. Things are gradually returning to normal here in Washington a day after hundreds of thousands of people staged a protest march in opposition to President Trump and his policies. Feminist icon Gloria Steinem was among the speakers in Washington. She appeared to mock Mr. Trump's well-noted use of Twitter.
Thank you for understanding that sometimes we must put our bodies where our beliefs are. Sometimes pressing send is not enough. And this also unifies us with the many in this world who do not have computers or electricity or literacy, but do have the same hopes and the same dreams.
Gloria Steinem, thousands of people all over the world, including Antarctica, rallied on Saturday in solidarity with the anti-Trump demonstrators here in Washington and several other major cities across the U.S. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump avoided the protests and headed to a planned visit at the Central Intelligence Agency in neighboring Virginia Saturday, where he pledged support for workers there. Mr. Trump's statement comes days after sharply criticizing the U.S. intelligence community.
Very, very few people could do the job you people do, and I want to just let you know, I am so behind you, and I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you've wanted, and you're going to get so much backing.
Mr. Trump also used the occasion to berate the media for what he said was unfair reporting about the size of the crowd at his inauguration. The president's comments in front of the CIA Memorial Wall of Agency Heroes angered the former CIA director John Brennan, who issued a statement saying, in his words, Trump should be ashamed of himself. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and political stalemate that brought the nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. Jammeh did not speak or issue a statement before he and his family were flown to Equatorial Guinea. Jammeh's departure opens the way for the transfer of power to Adama Barrow, who won the presidency 7 weeks ago. Barrow, who was sworn in Thursday at Gambia's embassy in neighboring Senegal, is now expected to return to Gambia. Citing demands of the U.S. presidential transition, the United States says it will not send a delegation to preliminary Syrian peace talks this week in Kazakhstan, and will instead send the U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan, George Kroll. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his government is ready to discuss everything at the talks, while rebel factions say they will limit their focus to enforcement of ongoing truce, and humanitarian issues. Rebels have also made it clear they will not yet enter into negotiations on a political solution to the crisis. Authorities in India say a passenger train derailed late Saturday night in the eastern state of Andhra Pradesh, killing dozens of people.
39 people have lost their lives and over 100 have been injured. And all the dead bodies have been removed from the spot. Most have been identified, but some remain to be identified. We are taking steps to see that they are identified and handed over to their near and dear ones.
Officials say several passengers were injured when 8 coaches of the train left the track as it passed through a remote district when most people were sleeping. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.